I'm Alan Lytle with a 91.3 WUKY News in-depth report. Politicians and producers have been eager to advertise the possibilities for hemp in Kentucky, especially with the state's traditional commodity crops on the wane. But as Josh James reports, alongside hemp's profit potential comes new risks.
Go searching for hemp's cheerleaders, and you won't need to search long. Here's Kentucky's senior senator talking up the early results of the state's pilot programs.
States like Kentucky got the chance to explore the plant's potential and to show us just what hemp could do. And the results have been nothing short of extraordinary.
By many measures, the Commonwealth does have a leg up on other states.
Kentucky is leading the country in what they're doing here as far as production, processing, research.
And that's not just the opinion of a state official hoping to woo more companies to the region. Meet Lisa Benson.
So I'm the executive director of NASDA Foundation, and that is the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Very long time.
Benson's brought a small group of congressional staff to the University of Kentucky's Spindletop Research Farm to hear from the front lines of an emerging, or technically re-emerging, and complicated industry.
And a lot of what they're going to hear is, it depends, and we're still learning. And that's the matter of kind of a Wild West industry like hemp, is that it is different in different states.
Once a thriving crop in Kentucky,
the Conestoga wagons and prairie schooners of pioneer days were covered with hemp and canvas.
Hemp and its cousin, marijuana, were effectively outlawed in 1937 under the Marijuana Control Act and later formally banned in 1970. But that changed in 2018's Farm Bill, which removed hemp from the federal controlled substances list. So while industrial hemp may be making a comeback, for farmers, producers, and policymakers today, it might as well be an entirely new crop.
This seed is sold at $1.95 a pound. And this
UK agronomy specialist Tom Keene says that's led to some overpromising.
Well, that you're going to be able to, you know, pay off the family farm, that it's going to replace tobacco, that you can make X tens of thousands of dollars per acre, and those kind of things. And so that's just not true in many, many cases. And so I think it paints a rosier picture. And while they always talk about those large numbers for potential income, seldom do they mention the risk that's involved with that. So with the possibility of high return, always comes the possibility of high risk.
One big risk, jumping in with too little information. When growers opt for corn or soybeans, they have decades of data, research, and plain old tradition to draw upon. Not so with hemp, a crop and industry that's revival is still in its infancy, according to University of Kentucky farm management specialist Jonathan Shepard. And while that means lots of room for growth, think of those CBD signs popping up all over Lexington, it also carries a few caveats. And Shepard says, with a long list of unknowns, especially when it comes to regulation, farmers should be aware that the race towards CBD could create a bubble.
So as an economist and being pessimistic by nature, that is a real concern for me. I think it's very possible that we could oversupply the CBD market in a very short period of time. And so it is, I can tell the story where we reduced the price of CBD 50% within 1 year.
And right now, Shepard says, most Kentucky hemp production is focused on CBD, and that's where the most lucrative returns could materialize. But he warns growers to be cautious while the rules are still being written.
There's a lot of well-intentioned companies out there that, you know, have different funding methodologies and things that we just don't typically associate with agricultural crops. And that makes getting paid sometimes a challenge.
When quizzed on how long it might take for supply and demand to stabilize, Shepard is hesitant to put forward a timeline, but he expects the market to shake out relatively quickly. In the meantime, he predicts a process that's sometimes, quote, not pretty, as the hemp market gets sorted in the coming years. That means winners and losers, new FDA rules that could shift the landscape, and ongoing research into the medical claims about CBD, all of which could sway consumer interest. For now, Shepard doesn't deny the money-making potential is certainly there, but he cautions the full costs, too, have yet to be realized. For WUKY News, I'm Josh James.